And it's actually a big few months for those players, for Danny and the rest of the team, because Mark Starmer, the manager, is deciding who'll make the step up to the senior team next season. The idea being that the core of that side can then play for the team next year when they're a year older as well, of course. And I really wanted to know what it's like for these guys who are under 18, remember, having hundreds of fans watching their games.
Yeah, you know, it's great. We've lost our last few games, but they're still coming and watching our games, so we all get behind them and they get behind us, so... When we're on the attack and they start cheering, it just gets the whole team going, so it's all good.
And they did seem pretty comfortable in those surroundings, but that support doesn't just, of course, make AFC Russian Diamonds play better. Mark Starmer explains why they're used to fighting back in matches.
You know, people want to beat us. Some teams, Cook Nose and Owen Chen, is probably good sides. So they won't need to raise a game because they'll want to win anyway. But other sides, they want to beat us, and that's difficult. They'll raise it 10-15%, and the boys, you know, they've got to be prepared for that. And it'll be the same next year. When we're a men's team, it'll be exactly the same. So it's part of what we've got, unfortunately.
That's a minor complaint, though. I would have thought that making yourself a target like that. The next step for AFC Russian Diamonds Club membership: fans can become part owners and have a say in the major decisions affecting the club and, of course, the senior team next season.
Right, and how about Russian and Diamonds, the football conference team?
Yeah, indeed. I've done a bit of chasing up about this today because, naturally, after the news as it happened with them going into administration and everything falling to pieces. Then, of course, the story goes quiet when they go into administration. The players are scattered to the four winds. Max Porter's at AFC Wimbledon, Matt Johnson at Braintree, Joe Day at Peterborough, manager Justin Enenborough. Of course, he's now at Newport County.
Spoke to Justin in the week, didn't we? Indeed, before the game, that's right.
And his assistant, Paul Driver, is running the youth team at Luton. So they're everywhere now these days. The club are administration, and Nen Park is occupied by Kettering Town. Steve Whitney, who I mentioned earlier, involved with the league and now AFC Russian Diamonds, says that some of those former conference side fans he speaks to still a bit bitter about the way the club fell to pieces, and understandably so, but they're really getting behind this new Phoenix club. As for the administrators, gave them a call today. Not much to report, I'm afraid. They say that administration is ongoing. No news to report. We're 4 months in. It could take another four before we really find out if it's all done and dusted and the creditors are going to get anything back.
And you mentioned Max Porter was at AFC Wimbledon now, which is, of course, the other famous Phoenix club coming from Wimbledon when Wimbledon moved to Milton Keynes and became MK Dons. I mean, their story has kind of been a meteoric rise to fame, hasn't it, almost? They started right down the bottom and have pretty much been promoted every season, I think, haven't they? Can we see the future like this, the future bright like that for Russian Diamonds? I know Wimbledon were a kind of top league side, but it would be nice to see them back in the conference.
You'd love to see that, and that has to be the dream, I think. At this stage, I really get the feeling that it's about being a community club, and it's about making sure that the fans have all the control and they're not going to get themselves into a situation that the conference club did. So it's all about that for them just at this stage. But that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be great?
I just wonder, with AFC Wimbledon, do you remember that was the first real Phoenix club, wasn't it? It was the one that the whole country seemed to get behind in outrage that a club could move to Milton Keynes and still call themselves Wimbledon. So everyone really got behind them. Perhaps slightly more financial backing in that kind of case, but I don't think that that will cause AFC Russian Diamonds to lack for ambition.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.